Good morning. It's Monday, March 9th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we look into a calmer vet visit for our furry family members. That's after the news. Mayor Lily Wu says voters' rejection of a sales tax in last week's special election shows city leaders have to rebuild trust. Restoring trust was a central theme of Wu's second State of the City address last night. Wu says a series of public-private partnership failures have made residents skeptical of city leadership.
It's one of the reasons I ran for office. And though it wasn't a campaign promise, it's also why I encouraged the former city manager's retirement. Restoring trust starts at the top with transparency, accountability, and disciplined governance.
Former manager Bob Layton retired in December after 16 years with the city. Wu says she's counting on city manager Dennis Marstall to begin a new era in Wichita. Several people rallied at Woodland Elementary School on Saturday to protest a plan to close four elementary schools in Wichita. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
Parents, students, and other community members gathered in Woodland's parking lot in North Riverside to voice their support for keeping the school open. The Wichita School District plans to close Woodland as soon as next spring, along with Loverture, OK, and Pleasant Valley Elementary Schools. The district says the schools are aging and too costly to repair, but some say closing them would harm nearby students and families. Maria Hernandez has a daughter at OK Elementary.
A new school, new people, she's not going to see her friends that usually she sees, her teachers that she hugs every morning.
The Wichita School Board first voted to close the schools in 2024. The board is set to vote on exactly when to close them at its next meeting. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Community members are also planning a silent protest during the school board meeting tonight. A Kansas judge could rule by Tuesday on a request to block a new law that affects transgender people. It creates penalties for trans people who use bathrooms that align with their gender identity. It also immediately invalidated an unknown number of state-issued documents that have had gender markers changed. Harper Selden is an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, which is representing two trans individuals challenging the law. During a hearing Friday, he argued that the law discriminates against a marginalized group.
The effect of SB 244 is to mark Daniel and Matthew and all transgender people like them with a scarlet T.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says he is willing to delay enforcement of the law by a month to give people and state agencies time to comply. A powerful storm did not produce tornadoes in Sedgwick County last Thursday night, but residents in Mulvane, Derby, and East Wichita still heard sirens. Those sirens were triggered by a warning for northern Sumner County. Sedgwick County is upgrading its emergency weather system. Currently, sirens are grouped into zones and alert when a warning touches any part of the zone. Officials say they have changed zone boundaries so sirens are better localized. Sedgwick County District Attorney Mark Bennett says he will not file criminal charges in the 2024 death of Brennan Russell. 29-year-old Russell died during a police stop in central Wichita. Russell was a passenger in a car pulled over by Wichita police. Officers say they attempted to arrest Russell and that he drew a gun after an officer tased him. The DA says body camera footage shows Russell shot himself before the officer fired several additional shots at Russell.
Under the totality of the circumstances, I don't have enough evidence to establish that the officer was not acting in self-defense. Therefore, the officer will not be charged with a crime.
Bennett says the officer is immune from prosecution under the state's Stand Your Ground laws. Wichita State University will host a former U.S. National Security Advisor as part of this year's Barton Speaker Series. H.R. McMaster is a retired three-star general who served in the Army for 34 years. He served as National Security Advisor for about a year during President Trump's first term. McMaster will speak on April 8th at WSU's Miller Concert Hall. The event is open to the public, but tickets must be reserved in advance. The Barton Speaker Series began in 2022. Its goal is to highlight different points of view and encourage critical thinking. The warm winter has put one of the state's winter wheat crops ahead of schedule. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
Some Kansans might have enjoyed the mild weather this winter, but some farmers did not. Their winter wheat crops have started growing almost 6 weeks ahead of schedule. That makes them vulnerable to damage from late freezes. Plus, wheat prices are low, while beef prices are high. Kansas State University agronomist Logan Simon says it might make some sense to let cattle graze on the wheat instead of harvesting it.
That's one of the decisions our producers are being faced with right now, is what is the most cost-effective use for that wheat crop here in 2026.
The wheat price has been driven down by an abundant supply and more trade competition from other countries. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
It's construction season on the Kansas Turnpike, and travelers can expect a number of improvement and repair projects. The Kansas Turnpike Authority plans to widen and resurface several bridges along the turnpike and replace one near Andover. Other projects include a pavement refresh between Emporia and Topeka and guardrail improvements between Wichita and El Dorado. Prime construction season runs from mid-March to late fall. This year's plan includes 10 projects expected to cost around $45.6 million. More information is at ksturnpike.com/construction. We'll be back after this.
KMUW's next Pint Night will be at River City Brewing Company in Old Town. You can meet other KMUW listeners and get to know our staff. We'll help provide some quality conversation, but we can't do it without you. It's 5:30 to 7 on Wednesday, March 18th. I hope you'll join us.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. If you're a pet owner, you can probably pinpoint the moment your dog or cat realizes they're heading to the vet. The sad eyes, the tucked tail, maybe even a hiss or a whine. A handful of Wichita veterinarians are part of an emerging movement that's trying to change how pets feel about visiting the doctor. KMUW's Meg Britton-Mellish has more.
A couple times a year, my husband, Matthew, and I put our heads together to strategize. It's always a bit of a production getting our dog Gertie and two cats, Hildy and Earl, to the vets. Try as we might, our cats still do not happily trot into their kennels for the car ride. We're not alone. A 2011 study found that about 60% of cat owners and 40% of dog owners say their pets hate going to the vet. Okay. But a program called Fear Free hopes to upend those stats. It's an initiative focused on recognizing and preventing fear in pets and the people who care for them. It sounds simple enough, but Dr. Neela Boyer says what Fear Free really requires is a major shift in how the humans in the exam room think about the animal experience.
The core of that is reading body language to understand when an animal says, no, I'm not okay with that.
Boyer is a Fear Free certified vet and an associate clinical professor at Kansas State University's Pet Health and Nutrition Center. She says that for the first half of her career, she did what many vets learn to do. She'd sedate a worked up pet.
And we'd often just get things done.
That kind of focus on just finishing a visit can keep vets and pet owners from noticing when their pet is trying to show they're at their limit. Like when a dog starts heavily panting, or a cat suddenly goes still and splays their whiskers.
Sometimes people say, oh, I had no indication that they were going to do that, but yet that animal was throwing out neon signs that it was afraid.
When warning bells keep vets from being able to do a physical exam, fear-free practitioners sometimes recommend patients come back later after taking medication like trazodone or gabapentin. But before medication, many fear-free vets make environmental changes. That's the case in Wichita's Pet Wellness Clinic on Douglas. Dr. Christy Rafferty owns Wichita Pet Wellness. It's one of a handful of vet offices in the city with fear-free certified staff. That's her examining my cat, Hildy, whose frustrated meows typically settle down quickly when she comes in for her appointments, but her brother Earl, not so much. The walls of the exam rooms at the clinic are painted soft greens, blues, and violets, which are soothing colors within cats and dogs' visible range. Diffusers in the room put out calming pheromones, and there's area rugs on the exam floors, which provides a soft space for both Rafferty and the kiddos, as she calls them.
I try to get down on their level, usually on the floor, as quickly as possible.
Making the clinic feel like a home full of treats and rewards helps pets like Hildy get through the kinds of procedures that make even human patients flinch.
Okay, sweetie. I'm just going to shake your booty, okay? Shake. Good job, baby girl.
And after 5 years of running Wichita Pet Wellness Fear Free, Rafferty says the rewards come daily.
To feel like we're going to have to hold down a cat who is trying to do the alligator roll, having three people hold down a dog for a nail trim, that doesn't have to happen ever again. And that is lovely.
I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.